Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio si Alfred Nicdao at sa pagkakataong ito, pag-uusapan natin ang isang pagsisikap ng isang grupo ng mga Pilipino upang maipaalam o maibalik ang kulturang Pilipino sa mga kabataang Pilipino-Australiano. Magandang araw, Alfred.
At magandang araw din sa iyo, Maridel. Maraming salamat sa pag-imbita sa akin.
Maraming salamat sa panahon mo at Project Kultura. Nagsimula sa Chikahan?
Yes. It was my dear friend Melba Marginson and I. Nag-post siya ng isang video from America. Apparently, kaibigan niya ito, no? And they had this little, not a project, but little movement ba na, you know, the video was the man showing them how to create a parol. And dito sa video clip na ito, makikita mo, hindi lang mga Pilipinong na doon, kundi marami din mga American Caucasians na, you know, like learning how to make a parol, you know, and they were using it. And then during that time, he was telling the story behind the parol. And then Melba and I had the chance to catch up and pinag-usapan namin, sabi kong ganun, maganda sana kung, you know, like we can do something similar here. And then she said, oh yes, that will be great, no? So we can promote it, and especially with the younger generation ba. So from there, that was last winter of last year. And, you know, like all ideas, it just goes on the back burner and you keep on going through with life. And then fast forward the last 5-6 weeks, Melba had a little gathering at her place and invited a whole lot of people. And she said, we should really go ahead with this. You know, like, let's make this a reality. And then she created a little group consisting of maybe about 8 or 9 of us. And she called it the Australian Filipino Community Concerns Victoria. And this group is primarily concerned about, you know, like Filipino Australians who still have their hearts set in the Philippines and, you know, like various issues that are concerned from politics to social to lifestyle. And she said, magmula dito, you know, one of the little, you know, like sort of sub element of it will be the Project Kultura. And then that way, Project Kultura will be, you know, like will be further strengthen itself, you know, through this larger group, you know, arm of, you know, Filipino community groups here in Melbourne. So sabi ko, oh yeah, magandang pakinggan, ano? Sabi ko, that's really good. Back burner again, kasi maraming trabaho. And then I have this another close friend. He's a filmmaker, Matthew Pastor. I don't know if you've come across him. Matthew Pastor is a Filipino, born Australian, and he was invited to LA to, you know, the short film festival over there. And then she was there for about a week or so. Tapos bumalik siya. Tinawagan niya ako. Sabi niya sa akin, Alfred, I have to tell you, you know, like this strength of all these American Filipinos, you know, Filipino-American, sorry, in LA, and how close they are in working together to nurture, you know, like Filipino culture in America and telling stories about Filipino, you know, like Filipino life, you know, in general. And he's, and they support each other, I think. And then he said, I'd like to do something like that, you know. And I said, oh, you're in luck. We have Project Kultura. And just there and then, that same moment, I went onto Facebook and I created the Project Kultura site on Facebook.
Nabanggit mo sa pag-uusap natin kanina na tinatarget niyo o layunin yung hikayatin yung interest ng mga Pilipino-Australiano, yung mga kabataang Pilipino-Australiano. Dahil nabanggit mo na may mga nakilala ka na pinanganak dito, magulang nila mga kapwa Pilipino, pero wala silang alam tungkol sa Pilipinas o hindi pa nakakapunta ang Pilipinas.
Tama po yan. And in fact, nandun ako sa isang gathering just over the weekend, ano, na nakita ko itong mga bata, you know, like 8-10 years old, up to maybe even about 20-25 years old. And I went out of my way to say hi and how are you and how, you know, like when was the last time you were in the Philippines? And sadly, you know, like quite a lot of them have never been to the Philippines. And it's not through the fault of their own. I mean, you know, as a parent myself, talagang mahirap, you know, if you're bringing up children, School age children, meron kang isa, dalawa, tatlong anak.
It's hindi not, biro.
Hindi birong umuwi, hindi ba? And there's so much, you know, like I mean, in, you know, life here is not as easy as people make it out to be, financially especially. Ngayon, and I think they deserve to stay connected with their roots. And by doing this Project Cultura, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, like, start a movement where they can access, you know, stories. Kwentuhan ba? Yun lang ang gusto kong mangyari sana, you know, like if we can start a conversation, and that's why this coming 3rd of June on Saturday at the Multicultural Hub in the city, we've organized this little gathering and everyone is invited. Yourself and anybody who's listening to this show, if they can just go to the Facebook site and, you know, like just write a note and we'll give you all the instructions. But the whole point of it is, we'd like to hear from your stories, what it's like, you know, parent, children, and hopefully we'll be able to start a conversation. Makipagkwentuhan tayo tungkol sa ating kultura.
Kasi hindi madali, no, na kahit mag-asawa kayong Pilipino na nandito kayo sa Australia, hindi rin madali na ipasok yung pagka-Pilipino mo sa pang-araw-araw dahil parang sa sobrang bilis at dami ng kailangan mong gawin, hindi mo alam kung paano mo bibigyang pansin.
Tama po.
Para sa akin, nasimula yun yung panganay ko nung mga prep siya. Sabi niya, "Mom, I'm Australian." Parang naiyak ako. "I'm not Filipino, I'm Australian."
Yes.
Hindi. Pilipino ka. Pilipino ka kasi unang-una, tingnan mo yung kulay ng balat mo. Magkapareho tayo. Pilipino ka kasi yung magulang mo ay Pilipino. Australian ka dahil ipinanganak ka dito. And then, tinanong niya ako, "So ano ako?" Sabi ko, "Filipino-Australian." Filipino first, bago ka naging Australian. Pagkatapos nun, natanim na sa isip niya yon. So nakilala na niya yung sarili niya. So, siguro kailangan mong ipakilala. Imulat. Kasi paminsan, yung hindi natin ano na, cute pakinggan, di ba? Pag sinabi. Pero ako, naiyak ako. Parang, oo nga, kailangan kong... So, simula noon talagang pinagsikapan ko na i-relate kung ano sa Pilipinas, kung ano yung ganito. Kasi hindi pa siya nakakapagbakasyon na may mulat.
Tama.
So, nung unang niyang punta, mga one or two siya. So, wala pa siyang naalala, no?
At ganun din sa aking pamilya, no? Yung mga anak ko, dito nag-aral, dito pinanganak. Ngayon, sabi ko, at what age can I afford to take them, ibalik ko sila sa aking pinanggalingan? Kaya, ang sabi naman ni Mrs., we cannot afford it, pero when they're 15 years old, you know, make a promise, you know, we'll save enough money, kayong dalawang mag-ama, kayo nang bumalik, tapos ipakilala mo sila sa iyong, you know, sa kanilang origins. And as you know, my daughter Charlotte, she did it when she was 15. And for the first time, nakilala niya ang kanyang mga pinsan, ang mga tita, ni, you know, tito niya.
Kasi nung panahon yun, wala pang Facebook, no?
Wala pa. Wala
pa. Mahirap pa talagang mag-connect.
Mm-hmm. And ngayon, nung nakita niya yon, and she, you know, Charlotte still tells me this, na sabi niya ganon, "For the first time, I felt like I've come home." She said, and we were talking about this just recently, including her sister Stephanie. Sabi nga sa akin ni Stephanie, "Alam mo dad, nung nagpunta tayo sa Valenzuela to meet my cousins for the first time when she was 15 also, so, you know, like they did not go together separately." Sabi niya ganon sa akin, "We were eating, nagkakamay, tinuruan ko magkamay, and I was teaching her how to eat balut." And sabi niya ganun sa akin, because of the people that surrounded her, she felt very relaxed. And this is sa gabi ito, no? Alas 7 ng gabi. And then sabi, tapos naglalaro sila ng volleyball, naglalaro ng basketball sa kalsada, sumama siya. Tapos yun nga, naalala ko, sabi ko, "Nasaan na kaya si Stephanie?" Sabi ng mga pinsan ko, "Huwag kang mag-alala, nandyan kasama yung mga pinsan niya." And sabi sa akin ni Stephanie, just recently, na she did not feel in danger, she did not feel at risk, safety-wise, because she felt like she was home. And she said, she has not felt that since. That was the first time na sabi niya ganun, "Hindi ko nakilala kung sino ako hanggang sa bumalik ako." Lalo na yung mga pagkain, yung mga pinsan, and all those things come into play in identifying who you are as a human being.
So, sa ikatlo ng Hunyo, mga kwentong tulad nito ang ibabahagi natin sa isa't isa.
Tama po yan.
Para matulungan tayong maipagpatuloy na manatiling buhay ang pagka-Pilipino natin. Kahit malayo tayo, hindi ba?
Tama po.
Dahil sabi nga nila, global na ang Opo. Mga tao ngayon.
At isa pa, no, just to add on to that, etong aking kaibigan na si Matthew Pastor, after he returned back from LA, sabi niya ganun, susulat ako ng isang istorya. Gagawa ko ng isang pelikula tungkol sa mga bata na Pilipinong dito pinanganak sa Australia. And talk about the stories that we just discussed din, ano? Kaya naghahanap siya. Kung meron diyang mga Pilipinong lalaki na 19 to 25 years of age that would like to play a lead role in a new independent Australian Filipino-Australian film.
It's a main chance.
This is their chance. Join Project Cultura because as we speak, Matthew is writing the story right now.
So subaybayan natin ang mga kwentong mabubuo pa sa susunod na mga pagkakataon at araw. Maraming salamat, Alfred Nicdao.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Maraming salamat din po, Maribel.
Kita-kita tayo June 3, Multicultural Hub.
In the city, just across Victoria Market.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio. At sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.